Hallelujah. Good evening. As we continue our study tonight on promises of provision, all the promises of God and Him are yes and amen. Hallelujah. We started with session one. We talked about the authority we have in the name of Jesus. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Then we went on and spoke the second week on the anointing. The anointing that destroys every yoke. Amen. Then we went to, and we spoke about the adversity. Amen. That as in this walk with the Lord, you're going to face at some battles. Okay. You're going to face adversity. We talked about activating our faith. We talked about when we call on the Lord, He not only hears us, but then He answers us and shows us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We went to anchored, being anchored in Him. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That we have the armor of God. We've got the shield of faith. We're armored. We're armed and dangerous, not to one another, but to the kingdom of darkness. Amen. And we have, tonight we're going to talk about access. We have access to the throne. And if you look with me, this evening in Exodus, verse number 33. Exodus 33. David just led us in that song, enter into the Holy of Holies. But the truth of the matter is that no one's ever seen God that's in the natural. Amen. And the spiritual, you can, but nobody's seen God. His glory is too much for this body to handle. This body cannot handle the glory of God. And the Bible says, this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality, and then we'll be able to see Him because we have a new body. We become new creations in Christ Jesus with those bodies. But tonight, Moses is praying for God's presence. There's something about the presence of God. There's something about the atmosphere. When God enters the atmosphere, everything changes. I don't know about you, but I'm a weeper. Amen. When the presence of God comes in, all of a sudden I start weeping. Some people say, Pastor, why are you always crying? There's something about the presence of God that just makes me weep. The love that I feel in His presence that I'm so unworthy of. Amen. But His unconditional love comes in, and that love just saturates us. Amen. And all of a sudden I start weeping and crying. But Moses is praying for God's presence. In verse number 12, he says, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And this is where I want to focus your attention tonight for the teaching. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. When I saw that, all of a sudden that song came up in my heart. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Hallelujah. There's something about the Lord knows us by name. Amen. So when I'm looking at that, first and foremost, the veil has been torn. According to Mark 15, just as David said, when Jesus said it is finished and gave up the ghost, the veil was rent from top to bottom. It couldn't be from bottom to top because God tore the veil, amen, from heaven to earth. So first off, we want to say we go to him for our answers. And one of my favorite scriptures first is to call on him. And in Jeremiah 33, how many have favorite scriptures in the Bible? Jeremiah 33:3 is one of my favorites, man. I almost use it every day somewhere, somehow. He says in verse number 2 of Jeremiah 33, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will shew thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit and the Father is always revealing and showing things to me that I didn't know before. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he can be found. Call on him when he is near. You know, when we evoke his presence and we worship him, that's the time to be calling on him. He's right here. And the Bible says, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there I'm to be found in the midst of them. His spirit is moving up and down. I remember early in ministry, when we first planted this ministry, the Lord said that he was going to visit us. And one Sunday we were lined up the center row here and to take communion. And the presence of God filled the atmosphere. There was a cloud that filled the sanctuary where the people that were in the sound booth couldn't see the people while downstairs. His presence came. And the Lord showed me one time. He showed me out of the front entrance. He says, I'm going to bring my glory here, and my glory is going to go out to the nations. Watch and see. And it was storming outside, and we were having a board meeting. And we walked out the front doors, and to the right side of the wall, there was the beginning of a rainbow. I never saw the beginning of a rainbow before, or right in front of my face, but there was the beginning of a rainbow, and it went up across that direction. Then on the other side of the wall, there was the beginning of another rainbow, and it crossed and went across the other way. I never saw one, but we saw two that day. And God said, this is a representation of my glory coming in and going out to the nations. Amen. Amen. This is a covenant. Amen. That we're covenant people, that we walk in the covenant promises of God. God wants you to understand when you call on him, he's going to answer you. And he's going to show you some mighty things that you didn't know. So when we call him, I share with you also to cry. Amen. I love what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 58, verse number 9. He said, then, you know, he was just talking about fasting. Amen. And after he goes to this, he's speaking about, in verse 9, he says, then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Then all of a sudden, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, a light that spring of water, whose waters fail not. I love what he says in Isaiah 6. He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, a gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. All of a sudden, when we're going into the enemy's camp and we're taking back some things that he has stolen, amen, we don't wait for the enemy to come to us. We go to the enemy. You know, he said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils, you shall speak with new tongues, you shall take up serpents, and be drinking any deadly thing, when the heart, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news. I'm not a singer, but I'm going to sing anyway. I'm singing unto the Lord. Amen. He said, make a joyful noise to the Lord. And some people are probably laughing at my singing. They're getting some joy out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, if nothing else, I made somebody smile. Hallelujah. They might have had a dreary day. They might have had a bad day. They might have had the whole world unloosed on them. And they said, is that crazy guy in there singing? He can't even sing a lick. He's still singing. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. But not only did we call on him, not only did we cry to him, but we consecrate our lives. To consecrate. Amen. I'm separated to him. It's no longer I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me. And the life I live now. Amen. I'm a new creation. I'm not doing the same thing. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm not seeing things the way I used to see things. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all the obstacles in my way. Hallelujah. So in Acts chapter 4, when we're looking at to consecrate, hallelujah. Verse number 31. The word of God says, and when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled. Hello? Something's shaking. Amen. When God starts moving, things begin to shake. Amen. Amen. And you're talking about shaking. God wants to shake some things off. God's constantly trying to shake some things off me. He wants to shake some things off my flesh. Amen. But he says, and we're assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak the word of God with boldness. Jesus told them, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, in Acts 1:8. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And this is taking place. The Spirit of God is shaking things around them. He's filling them with the Spirit of God. And they have Holy Ghost boldness to go, sort of like Star Trek, to go places they never went before. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says first, that he's to answer us for answering. Secondly, for awareness. For awareness. God constantly manifests himself to manifest. And to illustrate this, in Romans chapter 16. Romans 16, verse number 25. 16:25. The Bible says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation, the apocalypse, the uncovering of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. You know, to manifest, without faith it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that what? That diligently seek him. What do we see? What are we saying? We're calling on him. We're calling on him. We're consecrating our lives to him. Amen. We're being separated for his kingdom in his glory. Amen. So he says to minister in Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, in verse number 18, he says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken or make alive, zoopoio, your mortal body by the Spirit that lives in you.
Amen.
Amen. So he says to us to manage this, okay? To manage in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12. The Apostle Peter is reminding us that we're going to go through some battles and some storms. But he's the peace in the midst of the storm. When Peter began to walk on water, Peter sunk because he took his eyes off of Jesus. He looked at the circumstance instead of Jesus. God says in the battle that we're fighting, we keep our eyes upon the prize. We keep our eyes upon the Lord, and he'll carry it and see us through. But in verse number 12, the Apostle Peter says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, we may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified." Amen. We're bringing him glory. The world doesn't understand why we're still meeting. Amen. Because God's called us to be a body, and God's called us to reach the world. And we're not afraid of disease. I'm not afraid of disease. If the Lord wants me to get it, he'll teach me something on it, but I don't think he wants me to get it. Amen? Amen? I've got a hedge of protection. Amen? When I lay hands on sick, there's an anointing of God to heal people. Amen? You know, I've got to witness two people being raised from the dead, okay? So I witnessed God's miraculous, okay? God said to call them back. Everybody was weeping in the room and crying for them in the emergency room, and God said, go in there and call them back to life. So I went back and called them back to life, and they choked and came back to life. When I'm saying choked, they coughed and then began to breathe. In both times, they coughed first. It was like, I don't know if they had to spit out death and take it on. I don't know. The Lord didn't show me everything, but at the same time. So if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, he shall quicken or make alive our mortal bodies by the Spirit that lives in us. So now for acceptance. In other words, we have to receive it. We have to have acceptance and recognize how powerful our prayers are. In Psalms chapter 19, remember what he said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. If we saw it, there's no faith involved. That doesn't mean God doesn't show it to you in vision. That's why the Word of God says, without vision, the people perish. In other words, you have to catch a vision for them coming to life, to speak it in life, or all you're going to see and all you're going to think about is death. All right? But in Psalms chapter 19, verse number 14, the psalmist says this. He says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Solomon in Ecclesiastes, he's recognized as the preacher. Amen. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse Verse number 9. The word of God says, and moreover, because the preacher was wise. What did Solomon say? Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Remember, I'll tell you 100 times, you got to get a hold of this, because if you get a hold of this, the devil will never steal it from you. The devil can only steal from you what you're confused about. He's the author of confusion. He cannot take from you what you have understanding of.
Amen.
That's why he said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, with all you're getting, get understanding.
Right.
Hallelujah. But he says, and moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge.
Yes.
Yea. He gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. What did Jesus say? You shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes you free. And the words of the wise are as goads or and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. He would say in Psalms, this would say in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me. Amen. So with this in mind, this calls for our patience. How many know that patience is a virtue? That the trial of your faith brings patience. Patience gives us experience, and experience gives us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Amen.
Amen. That's Romans chapter 5. But we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse number 19, the Apostle Peter says, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Amen. Rather you deserve it or not. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So no matter what storm is taking place, we represent the peace of God. This amounts every bit of understanding that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So he says to us in verse number 20, for what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So one of the things the Lord is shared with me is if somebody's talking about me or saying evil things about me, they're leaving someone else alone.
Amen.
And my faith can take it. Go for it. I'm not encouraging you to talk evil about me. don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, as our faith increases, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the more word we have in us, the greater faith that we have to stand against the adversity and the adversary. Amen. Then that's why we can say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up we shall condemn. We're not condemning the tongue of the person. We're condemning the words that came out. If the words don't fit, I'm not going to receive them. Amen. There's an old saying, if the shoe don't fit, pass it on. Don't wear it or try to make it yours. Amen. Because the world doesn't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to them because it's spiritually discerned. And we have the mind of Christ. So he says, and to take it patiently. So he says, for anticipation. I was reminded of an old song. It's not a Christian song. I think Carly Simon did it. It was called Anticipation. You remember that song? I only sing with the Spirit, so he won't let me sing that song, okay? Hallelujah. But in Philippians chapter 1, we're talking about anticipation, what you're expecting. Amen. Just if you go to the hospital and the maternity ward and women's in the labor room, they're expecting a baby, okay? They're not thinking, I'm not going to have a baby, okay? They've been carrying it for 9 months. There's a heart of expectation, right? All right? You're expecting. You can't wait for it to come. But the apostle says this, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. For that with all boldness as always, so Christ also shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. So the apostle was saying, it doesn't matter. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, whether absent or present, I'm going to be there. And you know what? Truly, for the child of God, they never witness death. They go from life to life. Because he says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. And it's all of a sudden. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? That means I never die. I pass from life to life. Others may witness death, but for the believer, we pass from life to life by the Spirit of God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, get my sheet out here. We talked about the access for answers, to call on him, to cry unto him, to consecrate our lives unto him, to be aware of his manifestation, the opportunity to minister, and to manage what God has trusted us with. Amen? That's when he talks about stewards. It's diakonios. It's a good stewards, managing what he's trusted us with. If God's gave you a gift of the Spirit of God, he's trusting you with it to manage it and operate in this world with it.
Amen.
The awareness to manifest, to minister, to manage, for acceptance of our prayers, our preaching, and our patience, for anticipation. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting some great and mighty things from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I think we're entering into a time that's never been witnessed. God's done some separation. Amen? He says in the last days, you'll separate the sheep from the goats. Those that are on his right hand and those on his left hand. And there's a call to win this nation for the kingdom of God. Not just to go to other nations, but to win this nation. Amen. We're getting ready to take this community here. Amen. God's getting ready to do some awesome things, and you're all part of it. We're all part of it. Amen. I thank God for your part. I thank God, and I want you to know that you're valued and you're very important. Amen. That everyone, and the gift that you have is very important. And sometimes there's gifts for behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, but they all bring God glory. Because some things have to happen behind the scenes before they can be manifested in front of people. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father God, as I speak to those that are listening tonight, Father God, your word says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? I just preached. And the word went forth and teached and taught, not teach, but and taught, Father God. So minister the hearts. May you surrender to him tonight. Surrender your life to him. Answer the call of God that's on your life. For those that have drifted away, for the prodigals that have drifted away, God's calling you back for a time such as now. Amen. We're getting ready to usher in his return. Usher in the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Some food. Ouch. So. Shoot it up,